today we have Jay, dopest fucking stoner hippie I know. And of course, this is the Louis Cho podcast. And then let's just hop into it. First topic, what's your opinion on our education system? Like, what would you change about it? What are your critiques on it?
Well, I'm not really a big fan of like grade school. Grade school, you get taught a bunch of different stuff that society deems that you need to know.
Yeah.
I love high school and college because you get to pick what you get to learn.
Yeah,
but I really don't like that when you're younger, they're just like, you know what, shut up, learn this stuff, and then you'll be able to learn what you want to learn, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I hate that shit.
I definitely agree with like the choices portion of that, but I also think like, I think the way that it should be is you have, let's say up to, what grade do you think you stop learning basic, you know?
I feel like at 8th, 9th grade is when you stop learning
before high school
stuff, yeah.
So I think you could definitely do it up until at least 7th grade.
Yeah, probably.
7th grade is those, what, let's say 7-8 years for kids where they learn all the basics of life. Just simple addition, you know, common courtesies, just general, this is what the fuck, this is your bare minimum to socially and physically survive.
Yeah.
This is what the fuck you need to know. For the first 7 years, that's what you're taught. You're taught simple math, simple budgeting, simple conversational skills, simple social skills.
There you go.
And then you just kind of learn, you learn just the bare minimum that you need to successfully live. I think that definitely is.
I think that's definitely required. And like, it didn't bother me when I was in those grades. It just bothered me now.
And then, like, so you have those first 7 years that are okay, you can survive now. Now, what do you think you would want to do after high school? That type of shit. And then I think after those first 7 years, when you just should decide, what do you think you're going to do?
I'm probably going to some type of music thing, whether I'm writing it or teaching it, I'm happy as long as it's got something to do with my music. Learning how to get good at that shit.
Yeah. But I definitely think, like, so with you, for example, I think it should be, like, for the first 7 or 8 years of your life, maybe even first 9, you learn simple conversational skills and everything that you can get by, and then there's this, not really meeting, but kind of a get-together of like, hey, what the fuck do you want to do now? You have choices now.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to do music, then okay. Then you're going to go to, it wouldn't be, it's not like this now, but it would make best sense that, okay, you're going to go to this school because they have the best music. And this would be high school you're going to. So you're going to go to this high school because they have the best music programs, the best music teachers. Instead of, all right, as we got so rudely interrupted, we were talking about how we would go to a certain school because you wanted to do music. So, like, you would want to do music, let's say you wanted to go into the producing portion of music, and you would go to, let's say, high school A.
Yeah.
And then someone who wanted to do the, so there'd be, let's say, total 3 high schools. One high school is music heavy and is good at that. There's a kind of like a speaking kind of just different categories.
Yeah.
So you would go to the music high school and that would further your education in music. And then if after high school you want to go to college, I swear to God, if we get interrupted again, then it's personal. Then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just makes sense if you do this, that correlates with what you want to do after.
God, you're a damn podcast.
All right, we're back again, rudely fucking interrupted.
This time in a room where we can speak a little bit louder.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
You were starting to say something about the school system being how it is. I really don't remember.
Yeah, so, it was music school.
Yes.
Okay, so I feel like with that
choice of, okay, I did the first few years of basics.
Yeah.
So now I feel like if you did it with, you gave more choice to the kids, that would definitely be like, well, shit, I'm really, this is my schooling. Let me take control. I feel is how it would work.
Yeah.
But then I feel like also that's how people imagined the school system now working.
See, like, I like the colleges do that how they've kind of got a certain criteria where you can go and learn other stuff, but if you're mainly focusing on one thing, you focus on that one thing, and then you go 110% to go and get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean...
What the fuck is that? I don't know.
But I definitely do think, like, kudos to the people that they drop out. I'm not saying drop out.
No, oh, yeah.
But kudos to the people that drop out and they take control. They're not like, okay, well, the system says I have to do this, this, and this in order to possibly be able to even consider doing this.
Yeah, of course, because the system's flawed in a bunch of ways, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so, for example, school is not really for everybody. So, like, if you don't want to be in school, props to those guys who are like, dude, this is not working. I need to get up and get this done. You know what I mean?
Nice, we can smoke in here. There's not too much. Blow it in the corner. But, like, I mean, for me, wanting to do, like, the acting and everything, I definitely think that that type of schooling would definitely be good for the creative type people. You know, the actors, the writers, the directors, the music producers, just artists in general. I feel like definitely having this more opportunistic, but more, interactable schooling. I definitely think that's like really helpful and would be very beneficial to people.
Of course, definitely.
All right, are you ready to move on to the next topic?
Yeah, let's go. All
right, why do people take things to heart?
I think it's because it just kind of all depends on what something's going on. Like, for example, back in 2016, when everything that sucked, you would call it cancer. People took that to heart because that was something that could affect their lives. And maybe people take some certain insults and some subjects to heart because they empathize with that subject and then they feel the pain.
See, but I feel like, not to cut you off, but this question came from Morgan. Mm-hmm. Just asking around this morning. Morgan asked this, and I think the way he worded it was more of a, why are people taking things to heart more than they were before now? I mean, definitely not to jump on the like fucking, oh, I'm 23, I got a barbed wire tattoo, and my name is Chad bandwagon, but fucking, we're some pussies.
We are some pussies. We are, like, because the thing is, back then, they were dealing with shit like fucking war.
Right,
like,
the Dust Bowl. So, like they were struggling.
Great Depression. Like, they were struggling.
Do you think then that because we don't have those big, hard struggles, that our struggles are, god damn it, my fucking hot pocket won't warm up evenly?
Well, I think it's that, and also that it happens so much, we've kind of been numb to it. Like, it's so much of a thing, because back then, when something like that was said, it mattered, and it meant something. But nowadays, if someone says they're gonna hurt another person, that's just, like, people say that shit all the time, and if there's, like, some type of war or some kind of fight between two countries, that shit's, like, textbook for us now.
I feel like there was also more of a connect between people, let's say, even 40 years ago. Our parents, when they were our age, I feel like there was definitely more of a connect between, like, if me and you were friends, but 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like we definitely... We do have a good connection.
Yeah, we got a good
connection. To say you're a dick. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like now that we have phones and everything, we are not as friendly as friends could be. You know what I mean? I feel like it's very disconnected because, I mean, fuck, if I wanted to call you and wake you up from your nap instead of have to fucking dial and then wait for the operator to connect me through the switchboard and everything.
Hell yeah.
And like, that's going way back.
Yeah, that's going way back, but like, that's what they
had. Yeah, I feel like that's definitely, like, when you made friends in person, you hung out with them in person.
Yeah.
And that used to be how friends became better friends, or how friends got more friends. And I think now it's like, you can be in your bed, and get a goddamn girlfriend.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
You pay $20. Like, there's this big goddamn difference of how people interacted.
Yeah, it's really
and humans are very sociable animals, so that has to have some kind of negative impact on us in a way.
Yeah, because we're kind of glued to our phones sometimes, but at the same time not. Because, like, it's weird. I'm kind of in the middle. Like, if I could live without my phone, but I really don't want to.
Yeah.
Because my phone makes a lot of stuff easier, but it also cripples us in a way. Like we don't remember phone numbers anymore. We don't memorize.
I think the most I remember is my phone number, my mom's, and my dad's.
Yeah, I know three numbers, and one of them's mine.
Yeah.
Nowadays we don't even have to go to a library. We don't have to look up no textbooks. We can just put.
I mean, hell, our library here doesn't even have books anymore.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. It's just computers in a spacing area.
It's literally just a student lounge basically now. But our library has nothing anymore that makes it a library. There are no books. They're taking the shelving down.
Yeah, they're taking away all the shelving.
I don't know what the fuck room we're in right now. I'm so confused on what the hell this room is.
This looks like a fucking anger management, like, or Alcoholics Anonymous room.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it looks like we're about to talk about how much drugs we've done.
It's not even, that's the next topic, actually.
That is the next topic. But,
let's finish up this, and then we'll hop on that, actually.
All right, cool.
I forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, we kind of segued a little bit. Next topic?
Yeah, okay. Drug changes?
Okay.
Good.
That question came to me, and it was really smart, like, talk about the differences between when you're doing drugs and you're trying to hide it, how it was back then and how it is now, and how it's a lot easier and more accessible now because we're in the state of where the cartridges are a thing.
Yeah.
To where we don't gotta mask no smell, we don't gotta...
So then, okay. Do you think... This is a good way we can spin this question to make it where we can talk a while. Do you think that it's better, like... Do you think it has a better impact on us? That cards are so easy to hide and we can do
more, yeah.
Just for the sake of this question wordage, do you think we can do drugs in quotations?
Yeah.
With less consequence?
I think yes. Now granted, it is without it being legal, it's a shitty thing to have to deal with. But cards just kind of make it more, like, honestly, low-key, where you can just hit it once and then put it down, and then you're good. You don't really got to cause too much of a scene. You don't really got to cause too much of a disturbance, and you're really only affecting yourself. And I believe that that's how shit should be, and that's really cool to be able to just do that without having any issues.
So then that's from, and I totally back that, but that's coming from our standpoint of... Let's get fucking stoned out of our minds and then go to school. That's how we are as people. We're fucking...
We're just like, fuck school.
Right. We think from the drug user perspective. Mm-hmm. So then, just to play the devil's advocate, if you were the lawmakers or the health professionals that are looking at the drug users and they see this chemical taken by this person creates this fucking... just psychopath, mentally damaged person because of this drug.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not weed. For sure not weed.
Yeah, because weed doesn't hurt
But anybody. If you have all these myths about, oh, weed is horrible.
Mm.
Let's just, what's one of the myths? You get real fucking sensitive.
Yeah, you get like poison ivy or some shit.
Right. So then, as the lawmaker, would you rather have the illegal, like you have bud and everything that's not easily concealable? Mm-hmm. Would you rather have that rampant, but it, like, I forgot where the hell I was going with this question. It's so goddamn high.
Okay, so the thing is, fuck, it's easier because. Back to the point I was talking about earlier, we don't have to go outside, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have to spray down. But that's for
us. That's for us.
And that's for us. What they had to do, and we just don't.
As a lawmaker, if you are going to make a law, would you rather... God damn it. I forgot it again.
Would I rather... What the fuck? Are you saying would I rather have it illegal or legal?
No.
Because that's an easy-ass question.
Okay, if the carts, for example, had a clearly, like, it was only positive effect, right? Mm-hmm. But the bud had both good and bad effects.
Okay. So, like,
would you rather?
Bud.
Yeah, bud. So, like, if you have a G and you smoke a G, let's say that your eyes swell up and they close and you have to take a nap, either of them. But with a cart, you just get high and you're fine.
Yeah.
But the weed, the bud, is easier to detect. And cart is hard, right?
Because
so
you
then,
can see that shit, be like, oh, that shit's nicotine.
As a lawmaker, would you rather have the undetectable, possibly dangerous because people are putting like pesticides in it?
Yes.
Illegal and not have to worry about that? Or would you make it legal because it only has good positive effects? And then make the easy to detect but bad effect illegal, so you can catch it.
Yeah.
Or, this is the way I'm thinking of it. I feel like you sound high as shit, and listening to this podcast after is going to be amazing.
You keep talking, and I'm trying to get my answer.
Well, I'm trying to finish my thought. And so, like, I don't know. Say your thought, Jay.
I'm fine. So, with that being said, what did you say?
I don't know.
Okay, yes. Yes. I would make bud and herb. I would make that shit legal because it's easy to detect and we're going to find it all the time. It's never going to be an issue, right?
Right.
But I think these should be illegal because they're easy to conceal and they're still dangerous because we don't know a whole lot about them.
Yeah. So that's what... Would you like to make it... Would you make the one that can hurt people legal and find a way to make money off of that and make it not hurt people? Or would you rather just have the one that hurts people illegal and just make money off of catching criminals? I guess this really is a... Would you like to help the people?
Yeah.
Or would you like to make money off the people kind of
thing? I would like to help the people. I don't know how that combination works, but I'm not really trying to make
money. I guess
that's
really where I was going with this whole
yeah.
fucking tangent.
Dumb shit. It took you forever.
I know.
No, so how are you doing, bro?
I'm high as hell.
Okay, so what's our next topic?
We're out of topics.
Okay, so I got some topics. Give me a minute to bust.
Oh, here. I have one. I remember it.
Alright, what's up?
Okay. This one's more of a trivial kind of shit. Right. Would you eat ass for 24 hours? Or would you rather lick a dirty bathroom floor?
Ooh.
Now, the question was not given to me. Would you eat dirty ass? Let's just assume it's a decently cleaned ass.
Cleaned ass.
Decently cleaned
for
ass.
24 hours. Do I get like 20 minute breaks?
I was not given that specification. I was just
told. Dude, if I get 20 minute breaks. Okay.
You can get 5 minute water breaks every okay. hour.
Okay, so I would rather do that than lick. Like, but what kind of floor are we talking about? Are we talking about like a neat freaks floor?
No, we're talking like
hospital floor.
No, like a like, you know, if you were to go over to like that one weird friend's house and there's like a little bit of pee, a little bit of like dirt and grime and a little bit of mold on the floor, and it looks like it's been like pushed with water by the waves. And I'm saying it's out of experience. I've known a few friends that have floors like that.
That's why I specified
with a friend.
Fuck that. I'll eat ass for 24 hours. Because if it's a clean ass, it's not going to be that bad.
That's true.
If it's a cleaned out ass, it's
but
a
good ass. But I think a lot. I overthink.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would definitely be like, oh, this is where shit comes from. Like, I would definitely overthink and I would end up throwing up over and over. And I would just be like, oh, this isn't even cleaned that well. I think I can taste a little chunk. Like, I just overthink everything.
Okay. Alright, so next topic. Would you rather have a drink or have a smoke? You're sitting down and you just want to, like, because I drink and I smoke. Now, I don't drink like I get drunk all the time. I like to sit down and have a nice drink. What are your thoughts on having a drink?
I have very conflicting thoughts, to be honest. Mm. On one hand, this is the, like, reckless teenager Louis.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really even reckless. Like, this is just the rep, like the teenager portion of me just wants to rebel. I'd like a drink.
Yeah.
But at the same time, me being the way I am, I'm a very like health conscious person. Like, I'm vegan and all this. I try to drink only water and everything. And so I'm a very health conscious person. So like, I'll smoke because I know it has health benefits. And there are a little bit of like health side effects from smoking.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, drinking will fuck you up. I had pause there. Because like all the liver and everything, and there's definitely so many more negative effects of alcohol than there are from marijuana.
Of course.
What'd you lose? I saw you were looking around.
I can't find my headphones.
What do they look like?
Big ass fucking studio headphones I've been having to use because I lost my earbuds.
Did you leave them in Easter?
I think so.
Okay, then no one's gonna touch them. We'll be good. We can go in a minute.
Cool. So, alright, so I kind of want to do this one. Native or foreign chicks?
Oh! You go first.
Okay,
let me think.
So, it depends. See, my fiance is she's pretty native. She's white and blonde hair, you know. She's pretty hot. So, she's native, right? But I love foreign chicks. Like, there's this one girl named Sana or Suanna or something like that. She's fucking hot, bro. Like, it's just crazy. And I've always been a fan of redheads. What are your thoughts on that, Louie?
Can I just say yes for everything?
He's like, love women.
I mean, okay, yes and no.
They have tits.
I'm
going to
sound like a dick for this, but I'm very picky. Big tits aren't my thing. Like, Saw Marae, nice ass. Not very big titties. I'm cool with that. She's pretty as fuck.
Hell yeah. So, wait, hold on. Can you repeat your last two sentences for me?
I don't know. I forgot. I said something about I'm picky as fuck, and I'm gonna sound like a dick for this, but I also don't like big
titties. Oh, I'm pretty shallow. Like,
I am too.
I am the first person to tell you I'm pretty shallow. Like I'm not shallow I'm not shallow to the point where like, oh, she's not looking good, so I should never talk to her. I'm just like, she's not looking good, I don't want to date her.
Oh. Yeah, I'm shallow.
I'm shallower. Like, I'm shallow as fuck. Because like, I don't hate them as people, I just don't want to fuck them. Because I don't like the way they look.
I'm not going to lie, you know Drake?
I don't think so.
Drake says I'm like a white girl on the inside all the time. And shit's funny as hell to me. It's kind of off topic.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be like, if I see a girl that like, let's say she's a 6. Mm-hmm. This is my thought process. She's fine as hell. These are the questions I ask myself before approaching. Mm-hmm. Before approaching to engage the target. Does she come from money? Does she have money? Mm-hmm. Is she skinny? And then if those three are answered and they're all yeses, then comes the fucking fourth question. Does she sound like she is from the valley? Does she have a raspy voice is really that question.
Okay.
And that's like preliminary just for me to consider talking to you.
Yeah.
So many more. But like, I'm gonna be honest, I've used a few girls.
Yeah.
Just for sex.
For
sure.
I have, dude.
And it's nothing I'm proud of, but it's definitely
kind
of... It's like, it's more of a...
It definitely happened.
It's more of a, I need to fuck something. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
like,
but this
is... something done. Like, I know that feeling, bro. You just gotta get something done so you just kind of catch the closest fish. I know that fucking feeling, bro. I've been there for...
I feel like we're at 20 minutes for this episode. Over at 1952.
1952.
And then that's only this recording session. There's those other two that got
so
interrupted.
So we're about like, what, 20?
25 maybe. Maybe even 30 minutes. I doubt 30 minutes.
Let's let this get to 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, this will be a long ass episode. And then we can record on maybe tomorrow or later in the week.
Maybe.
All right.
So if you guys like having Jay here, make sure you like the fucking podcast. Follow me on SoundCloud. All
right. This is going to be the end of the podcast. Follow me on Instagram, I am Louis Cho. Twitter, I am Louis Cho. And then for the podcast, there's an Instagram, Louis Cho Podcast. Follow me there, and I'll start making announcements on there. And the motherfucking end, bitches.